The UK Report. Thanks to Peters of Kensington. Open 7 days at Barangaroo, Birkenhead Point in Kensington. Or shop online at petersofkensington.com.au.
Yes, it's 5 to 7. Let's go to the illustrious Adam Gilchrist in London, who'll give us an update on this nerve agent. Is it really cleaned up, is it?
I'll take it, illustrious. No, not yet. And that's one of the problems. But we've had some officials today, government officials, tell us that the nerve agent used to poison the Skripals was in, quote, liquid form. They say there was only contamination from direct contact, and that it was only a very small amount of Novichok that was used, so no vapour, no gas, etc. But on the other hand, we've been given all these official safety assurances. I'm not so sure. We're told there will now be an enormous cleanup operation, that they haven't done it yet, that they will be visiting the 9 sites across Salisbury and Wiltshire. 200 military personnel will be helping the chemical experts with this, and the operation will take months and will cost us millions.
Yeah.
And then I wonder at what point we send the bill to Moscow as well.
Yeah, unbelievable, isn't it? Unbelievable. Millions. They treat money as if it was just monopoly money. Now, Theresa May apologising, what about?
Yes, this is for an immigration scandal that has seen people wrongly deported to the Caribbean. Theresa May says, well, essentially she set the ball rolling when she was Home Secretary, in that there was an extra check on documentation for immigrants in the UK. Some would say a good thing. But the trouble is, the so-called Windrush generation, those who came from the West Indies in the 1940s, 50s and 60s, often didn't have the paperwork. And they may have worked for decades in the UK, paying taxes, living here, working here, pension rights, health benefits, jobs. But suddenly, in some cases, those were stopped simply because they couldn't prove they arrived here before 1971. Mrs. May has now said, sorry, it wasn't meant to be like that. People were not meant to be deported. After all, I mean, they've been British for 50, 60 years, for goodness sake. And so they're doing a complete about turn on this and saying, no, no, let's be less heavy-handed, and quite right too.
What about those that have already been sent home?
Well, in theory, they should be allowed back in, but, yeah, that might take some doing.
It's called politicians, isn't it?
You're right.
All right. Okay, I'll say goodbye to the illustrious Adam Gilchrist. You'll take illustrious, will you?
That's one of the better ones, to be honest.
There he is, in London.